This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the night ends, John Jansen is sitting there alone laughing at the absurdity.
Well, I wasn't alone.
Well, who are you watching the game with?
I was watching the game with Lisa.
Oh.
Teddy right next to me. He took a long nap yesterday, so he was up late.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I know you guys were family affair last night.
Oh, yeah. It's always a family affair. Sports watching in the Jansen household is always a family affair.
But you were laughing at the absurdity.
I was laughing.
Was Lisa also laughing at the absurdity?
She was laughing at me, which was, I was absurd. But I was laughing because in the Wings loss, irony was very thick last night. David Perron scores the first goal for the Ottawa Senators. Where did he used to play?
Detroit.
Okay. And then there was a trade target that we had talked about for a couple of weeks. Guy that could come here and maybe give it a little boost, maybe get you the ability to be in position to make the playoffs. And who was that name that we were bantying about?
Dylan Cousins.
And who scored the game winner?
Dylan Cousins.
And so when that happened in the third period, yes, I, in a moment of pain, disgust, disappointment, enter any adjective, I had to laugh. So it's how I cope with things. I know people talk about my laugh quite a bit. Uncomfortable moments, I like to put a little hilarity in it. And last night, I couldn't help myself. Had to laugh.
And don't forget, they got stoned by a goalie that Jim wanted last summer.
Was Linus Ullmark available?
Mm.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was his attempted.
It was that alarm?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was a dead goose.
Either or.
Boom!
Got dead wings, right?
Yeah.
Not far from it. Yeah. Well, now the question we're going to ask here is just simple. Is it over? Is it over? I mean, we can get into the thickness of the irony of last night, the absurdity of it all. If you've watched hockey long enough, you kind of had a feeling that's how that was going to go. When you don't capitalize on 40, damn near 50 shots on net, you know all it's going to take is a ticky-tack call. They go on the power play. Wings have three guys behind their own net for some reason. You just know if you don't capitalize, you're begging the other team to beat you. And there you go. Well, that's six in a row.
And even though things change from year to year, everything changes. Nothing ever remains the same. Let me ask you this question, because I know you have the numbers there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
In 23, how did the Wings fare at the beginning of March?
I can pull this up. And I'll give full credit to Will Birchfield, 97.1, the Ticket's own. He has this. In 2023, they went on a six-game skid from February 25th to March 5th.
Okay, that's 2023. Team changes a little bit in 2024.
Seven-game losing streak from February 29th to March 14th, same time span.
And they had an eight-point cushion above the cut line that point.
Yep, they were in a wild card spot, yep.
Now, they didn't have quite the cushion this year, but what have they been since the, what was it, February 27th?
From the 27th to the 10th, six-game losing skid where they've blown a four-point lead on a wild card spot. So this is the third straight year with a six-game losing streak or more from late February to mid-March where they have left the playoff spot only to come crashing down.
And with the remaining schedule, now, I don't remember what their schedule looked like or what the ramifications were in 23. I know last year they were playing a number of teams, Buffalo, that to name just one, Arizona, who no longer has a hockey club, that you thought, okay, these should be wins and we have a path to the playoffs. This year's a little bit different because as I look at the schedule, I mentioned it last week. I asked you about the seven games, the points they needed. They have got zero since we mentioned that. And yeah, okay, Wednesday, they play Buffalo at home. That should be a win. It should be a get-right moment for this team. But if it is, they follow it at Carolina, Vegas, at Washington, at Vegas, at Utah, at Colorado. It's not going to get any easier. And then you get to the final six games of the regular season. I think five of those are on the road against playoff teams. You asked the question, is it over? I hate to say it with so many games left, but I just don't see a way that they get right or get right enough to win and to gain enough points to get into the playoffs. They're four back right now. Seems like a mountain.
It does seem like a mountain. And Buffalo should be a win. I can't tell you it's going to be a win. And then you're right. You go through this meat grinder of a schedule.
Why is this happening, though? Like, honestly, three of these games that they've lost in the six-game stretch, I mean, going six games without 1 point is deadly in the NHL. I mean,
especially when three of those, you heavily outshot the opponent. Last night, Utah and Columbus were all 2-1 or better that they outshot the opponent. And they didn't get a point in any of those games.
That's the part that's a little bit, it's not like they're playing awful, you know? And usually teams in a losing streak are in some sort of rut. But I mean, other than just not getting any puck luck, what's happening here? Other than, I said this to you earlier, it's like there's just a karma going on here. Is there something to the last two seasons in play here? Is it getting too coincidental that this has happened the same part of the season every year with the core pieces relatively the same? Kane wasn't here 2 years ago.
And I don't think DeBrincat was either.
No.
But he's been here and Kane's been here the last now two seasons. Mm-hmm. Look, you can't even blame Lalonde now. Right? I mean, I know you can because of the slow start, but I'm saying the current skid is not Lalonde's fault.
No, it's not.
And if they falter at the end, the final six, seven, 8 weeks of the season, while Lalonde's not the coach, I mean, at that point, you look to the players and you look above and you look up to the top, which is Steve, and you ask, is this the team he built?
Well, you know?
Is this the team he deserves?
That's kind of where I'm going. And what does that even mean?
I know.
Because you're out shooting teams 2-1. You're not playing horrible. I've been a little critical of Larkin compared to most around here. And some ticket texters say things that I wouldn't even say in terms of leadership and stuff. But it is the one constant.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, it's the... is there something there or nothing? What's happened? It's inexplicable, to be quite honest.
I'll give you another example. DeBrinket's a guy that you have dogged, I think, more off-air than on-air.
True.
Right.
Be careful here.
But I thought he played a great game last night. He's peppering shots. He's playing a little goalie with the empty net. He's back-checking. Like, he played a hell of a game, and you get nothing to show for it. I mean, there is a level of that makes you think, like, well, they're better than this, so you don't want to pronounce them dead. But when you've lost six in a row at a critical juncture, when you've done this back-to-back seasons, when you have the schedule that John has chronicled, you start to feel for a pulse.
Well, I would say,
and I don't know that you're getting one.
I would say most teams, with the way they've outshot the opponent, would go 2-4 in this stretch of games. You would lose one of those games because, yeah, that just happens in the NHL. Is it the Washington game that should they have lost that? I mean, that third period was
right.
This team is just weird. We said that a couple weeks ago, and I maintain it. They're weird. They're hard to figure out. Well, we know they have flaws, but when they overcome them and play well, like they did last night, it just, what the heck's going on?
To me, it doesn't feel like, even though there are times they play well, I don't feel like they're playing with confidence. And what is one of the things that we have used, a descriptor that the Lions, you know, they coined and they made their own? We saw it at the end of the season last year for the Tigers. We've seen it this year with the Pistons. It's a matter of toughness. It's grit. And I just don't see it in this Red Wings roster.
248-539-9797. That's the phone number. Phone calls, ticket texts. Is it over? Six straight. You saw them pepper 50 shots on net last night, still lose, and it's because, well, their penalty kill's lousy, and they just find ways to lose hockey games. If you feel for a pulse, do you feel anything? Is the season officially over? My statement on the season? Go Pistons. Let's direct all of our energy that we've been wasting on this hockey team into the Pistons. But you guys let us know. It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.